Blog Talk Radio.
About my word of mouth, my hard night, you could check my shoes, then you could talk about the way that my life, my cruise, my hard night,
right, yes, still my life story, that's yes. Why the blocks still adore me, I'm talking about my hard night life, hard to make bread when the rich don't break bread,
present
and future, that's a hard night life, that's still my life story, that's why the blocks still adore me, I'm talking about my hard night life, hard to make bread when the rich don't break bread.
I say double.
the bib, I say double man. My whip double man. My bitch double man. Everything about the double man. And I'm with the bib. Pocket full of cash, so you can call me a dope boy. Neck, wrist, glistening ice, call me the glow boy. Oh boy, just like Rob, I got that rope boy. More than earth, glistening, then I can bring in the snow boy. Flow like a river when I deliver these metaphors. Cocky in the mountains, plus I be fucking hella hoes. Jumping out random and slamming the door to hella whip. With all that ice, Japanese skin on my minimum and looking hella right. Bitches say that he's the star because he's shining bright. Double man fresh, you know what the low talk about. Tropical war colors with the shoes to knock them out fresh. You can tell by the way that I dress. You can tell by the way that I dress. You can tell by the way that I dress. And if you don't know, that's double man. I say double man, know what that is, my whip double man, know what that is, my bitch double man, know what that is, everything about me double man, and I'm with the bitch, I say double man, my whip double man, my bitch double man, everything about me double man, and I'm with the bitch, I be on some Dougie shit, whole click double man, all I whip double man, homie that's that son of shit, eat proof dance, looking like it took a hit of crack, check out the marks and bubble lies in the front.
Trying to educate the young artists coming up. So, You know, it's always good to, you know, to see you, man, and be on the same panel with you, bro. But what I've been doing, I've been doing a lot of producing right now, producing a female group, and I'm always looking for acts. You know, I'm still singing with Slave. I'm the lead singer with Slave as well, and I'm also a royalty analyst up here at Warner Brothers, so my plate is pretty full.
Wow, yeah, well, definitely, man. A lot of, like I said, a lot of new artists come to the game, could learn a lot from you, artist-wise. Well, let's talk about you, the artist side first, and then we'll get into the dynamics of the royalties, you know.
Okay.
I know you've been singing for a while. Well, tell our listeners, you know, what motivated you, man? What got you to want to sing and get into this music business?
Well, you know what, when I was a little kid, I used to see my brother Gerald Bell, he was, he's a singer. He was in a group called Black Ice. I'm sure a lot of old schoolers out there remember Black Ice. They had a deal with TK, which was under Capitol, which they had Casey and the Sunshine Band, Anita Ward, just to name a few. But anyway, I used to look at them sing. And I remember one day I went to a talent show that they did, and I saw them girls screaming and hollering. I said, "Wow, okay, I think that's what I want to do." And you know, but as time went on, you know, I really I took a liking to the, you know, music in general and what it meant and how it can change lives and it can, you know, take you to different emotional places. So I just, you know, that's kind of how it started. You know, then later on, I ended up going to school for music and, working with some of the top producers, you know, kind of they took me under their wing. And that's how I learned how to produce music. And, you know, just, you know, it's all a process. You know, you just got to keep working at it. I never gave up. And, you know, that's pretty much where I am now.
Yeah, and that's the thing right there, is never giving up, and I think that's one of the hardest things is to be focused and committed to your dream and not giving up, because there's so many distractions out there. There's so many things can pull you this way and that way, and I think it's an abundance of negativity in the world. There's more people that would contemn you and try to put you down than appreciate you and lift you up for some reason.
Yeah, there's going to always be what they call haters out there, you know, but my mantra is to always push forward no matter what. You know, I remember early in my producing career, you know, before I actually started producing, you know, I was looking for other producers to produce me. I was a young kid, you know, and I couldn't get nobody to, you know, help me with my music. So I said, you know what, I'm going to do it myself. So I had a friend of mine who had a little studio, and so I asked him, I said, "Hey, man, can I come in and, you know, learn how to, you know, write and produce music?" And I was a little kid, you know, and he said, yeah, I didn't have money to pay him. I would have gave him my lunch money or something, but, you know, he said, yeah, and that's how I started, man. And I'll never forget my first song that I recorded, man, it was about 15 minutes long. And my buddy said, "Hey, man, you're on the right track, but you might want to cut that down a little bit."
He says 15 minutes long.
Yeah.
You had four songs in the one.
Yeah, yeah. But I say that to say this, is that, you know, for any artist out there that's listening to me, you know, I just take that story and use it as a tool to never let any obstacle stop you from pursuing your dream, you know. Nothing. No negativity. You know, if somebody say, "Oh, you can't do this," you can, no, nothing. You know, because if it's for you, and, you know, you serving the right master, which is our Lord above, you know what I'm saying? There's nothing you can't do.
That's for sure, and that's some powerful words right there. How do you see you know, the industry changing in terms of, you know, just the business model from when you started opposed to how it is today?
Well, you know, I mean, to be honest with you, the internet changed the whole game of music. You know, the internet, and then you have your social networks. I mean, it was, you know, back in the days, you know, you put out a record, you know, they had a lot of different record shops and different things of that nature that your music could be purchased at, you know, and a lot of times when the record company signed you, you didn't necessarily have to be so-called, you know, established or have your own material already packaged up. Back then, if you had talent, you know, then they would take you in and, you know, artists develop you and, you know, put you out. But now, you know, if you want a label to sign you, you pretty much have to come with your whole album done, with your following intact. You know what I mean? It's like it's a whole different game. You know, totally different.
Basically, the artists have to do what the labels used to do.
What the labels used to do. Exactly. 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 And I'm going to tell you, and I always, like the artists I work with, I always encourage my artists, you know, to write, because what I've seen growing up and, you know, being around some of the giants in the business is that the ones who really, you know, made, you know, some money were the ones who were writing and producing. I mean, the artists, you know, and a lot of kids don't need to understand that. They think just because they're an artist and they see the glitz and glamour, they think, you know, that's going to get them that big house on the hill and that Maybach, but it doesn't work like that, you know. That's why it's called the music business, you know. 90% of it is business, and the other 10% is the music.
Absolutely. Well, before we go any further, man, I want to give a shout-out to our boys over there, Dundee and Miller, for, you know, hosting the Industry Connect this weekend.
Oh, yes, absolutely, yeah. Big shout-out to Dundee and Miller, yeah.
You know, because they've been grinding for a long time, you know, and,
yeah,
you know, trying to get the word out to give a platform for artists that's coming into the game that really needs to take advantage of some of the seminars, some of the workshops, you know, for networking and just getting knowledge, period.
Yeah, and that's what, you know, I think that's what's needed. And the seminar that me and you both were on with Dundee and Miller, I think it was awesome platform, and I applaud them guys, you know, for putting that on. And that's something that's needed on a regular basis, you know, for young artists coming up, because like we just mentioned, you know, the game has changed in the music industry. And you know when the game changed, it means the rules change, so you have to understand the rules, you know.
Absolutely. That's with any game, you must know the rules before
you gotta know
the rules. Game.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Donald, let me ask you to hold on with us for a second, man. I got to jump play us a little song right here, and I'll be right back. This matter of fact, this is one of our old homeboys, somebody that we know, boy. This is Mr. Side Effect, Augie Johnson. This is Slow Dance.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay. And we'll be right back.
All right.
Took me by the hand. they caught me by surprise, and I fell in love.
From Sweden, France, and you're listening to I Am Envy on Blog Talk Radio with your host, Kay Biddy. Yeah, it's a world movement thing, moving the world.
Yeah, we back with our guest today, Mr. Donald Bell.
Yes, sir. What's going on, everybody?
If you guys are just, anybody just joined the show, the call-in number is 347-308-8747. Press number one on your phone. Let us know that you're there. We're glad to have you join in. Mr. Bell.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
As we were talking about, at the Industry Connect.
Right.
You know, a lot of artists we're speaking of, they want to put out their music. They want to go to, Amazon, iTunes, CD Baby, all the, the aggregates out there. They just want to put their music out, and they have not taken the time to even register their music correctly. And I know you being at Warner Brothers and dealing with, the royalties and, making payments to, a lot of major mainstream artists, would you tell our listeners, first of all, how important that is to have their music properly registered in order to even have something that could even cross your desk?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's for a musician, for a writer, for a producer, it's as important as water and food. I put it like that because if you're creating your work and you don't take the time to protect it, meaning copyrights, copywriting, I should say, then, you know, how are you going to get paid? You know, I'll give you a story with me. When I was really, really young, like when I was telling you I was getting into writing and producing, I wrote a song. And a major act, I won't even say who it is, but a major act, you know, where it was able to get the song from me. And the song sold 1 million copies, you know. And everybody knew I wrote the song, but I didn't have it copywritten because I think at that time I was maybe 13 years old. But it was nothing I can do. But that point, you know, taught me a lesson. So any artist out there, if you're writing songs, make sure you get your songs copywritten. You know, because once the song, if the song becomes a hit, then there's all kind of potential income that that song can make via royalties. You know, there's commercials, there's TV spots, there's, you know, if an artist want to sample your material, you know, there's all kind of different streams of income that can be generated, you know, from a hit song. And if, so that means it's very important for you to have it copywritten. And we're just talking about a few markets. There's income that can be generated from a hit song in hundreds and hundreds of markets around the world. So I can't stress enough how important it is for you to copyright your material.
And we also spoke briefly, you know, and with the copyright is, you know, just the you know, the digital implication for the downloads to make sure
yes.
that the songs are coded properly.
Yeah, the IRC number. Yeah, that's very important. You have to have that. Because if you have your stuff on digital downloads, if you don't have an ISRC number, then how are you going to track it? You know, how are you going to know, you know, you know, if your songs are being, you know, downloaded digitally. So that's another, you know, thing that you need to concentrate on, especially if you're going to put your music out there digitally.
Yeah, and especially right now, since the whole internet and social networking thing is really what's driving a lot of the music. I mean, that's how the consumers are getting the music. So, you know, to use your parable, you know, it's like water and food. It's something that you just got to have. You just got to do, people. You have to take the time and register your music correctly before you serve it to anybody. Other than that, if you don't do that, I mean, crying after the fact, I mean, it's really a mood issue, you know.
Yeah. I mean, just take the story that I went through, you know, and just you can – you know, your listeners can use that, you know, as a platform of what not to do. You know, I mean, I could never, since I was young, I didn't know. But after that, it would never happen to me again because I made sure I had every piece of material that I write now is copyrighted. You know,
it's funny. And we've all had those experiences. I mean, we made those sacrifices, man.
Oh, yeah.
To learn, you know, we paid for those lessons. That's what I'm trying to say. We paid
that's
dearly.
That's what you call growing
lessons.
Pains, boy. The growing pains of the music business, you know.
We paid dearly for those. So if anybody just joined the show, please hit number one on your phone if you'd like to join us. The call-in number is 347-308-8747, and we're chopping it up with Mr. Donald Bell, y'all.
All right, y'all. What's going on out there?
I know you got some questions in the chat room. I know you guys tweeting. You want to know something about something because I know everybody's royalties ain't straight. Everybody ain't getting their money like they supposed to, and I know you want to know why. And if you got so much that you don't need no more, I can throw my digits out there because I'll take
something. And let me say this, too, because a lot of times there are royalties that are not accounted for because some of the artists who have written certain songs, they may have moved, and then they don't take the time to contact us, you know, the record company, and let us know, you know, where you're at or, you know, where should your money be sent to. So as a result, and you'll have, you know, lots of income that, you know, we don't know who to send it to. So any artists out there, any writers, if you wrote some songs that, you know, generated any kind of hit value, that, you know, and possibly generated some income, then, you know, do your due diligence, and so to speak, and, you know, make sure that the labels have your correct information as far as where to send your royalties at.
That's so important. So what's next, Donna? What's next out there for you musically? What are you doing next? What's your next plateau?
Well, right now I'm working on a new album, Donald Bell, a.k.a. Donnie B. Still touring with Slave. We are getting ready to do Morongo this Friday, and we're flying out to Michigan next week. Just producing, looking for some artists, you know, some artists who can really sing, who got it together. And if anybody want to hit me up, you can hit me up at www.brassbellent.com, or you can send me an email at donbell@yahoo.com, or hit me up at 323-253-1126. And, you know, just look out there for me. You know, we're still doing big things. My company, Brass Bell Entertainment, you know, we're getting ready to start producing some films. And so we're looking forward to that, you know, as well.
All right. That sounds like a plan. And definitely, man, we're going to keep that one pumping for you.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Any artist get at me that's in need of any production, I'll definitely refer them your way.
Okay, I appreciate that. And I just want to congratulate you too, Lamont. You know, me and you go way back, man. And I just want to congratulate you, man. You're one of the pioneers, one of the people that I've looked up to, you know, over the years in your hustle and in this game. So, you know, big ups to you, bro.
Well, thank you, brother, and I appreciate it. And like you know, and everybody that's been in this game for a while, boy, it's hard. It's hard, but I know there's been times that I've quit every day.
Hey,
I quit every day. And then tomorrow morning, look, I'm back grinding again.
You know, but that's the nature. You know, I've always said this is something that I would love to do even if I didn't get paid for it. And artists out there, ask yourself that question. Is this something that you would want to do even if you didn't get paid for it? Ask yourself that question, and that'll give you the you know, the drive and you know, to understand what it is and what it takes to be in this business. Because if you can't do it without getting paid, then you're in the wrong business.
You know what I found, Donald? You know, to me, this music business is just like, you know, everybody have a gift. Everybody have a passion. There are some people that were just born good with tools. You know, there's good working on automobiles. There's people that was born with a knack for construction. They could just build stuff. They go to school to, of course, make it better, but they just have a gift for building stuff. There's people that are just gifted cooks. They're gifted chefs. They just have the taste and the smell, and they just know what goes together. And then there's guys like us. We're just gifted at putting together music. And I think that's my gift, you know. And Quincy Jones told me one time, he said, man, there's all kind of different chefs. He said, you know, you could take a horn player, a background singer, a lead vocalist, a trombone, and you put together all these spices together. At the end of the day, your dish is your song.
Yeah.
He said, you're a chef.
Absolutely.
And the ingredients that you use to put together your dish will dictate the outcome of your product, which is your music, your song. He said, so consider yourself a chef. And I start looking at it like that, and I say, wow, I could take this spice, I could take this pepper, you know, and then I use that same analogy, but I do it with people. You know what I mean? And you place people in certain categories, and depending how you place them, orchestrate them, will dictate what the product can come out at the end. And I get the same satisfaction when this song come out. You know, I didn't have to sing it. I didn't have to write it. But right. I know I touched it, I shaped it, I molded
yeah.
it.
Right.
And I have the same satisfaction as if I baked that cake myself.
Wow, that's an awesome analogy. That's an awesome analogy. I'm going to have to use that one for my. That's an awesome analogy.
But it's true if you look at it, because it wouldn't have the smell or the feel.
Mm-hmm.
You know how you can go in the studio and you could just get that groove, that backbeat, and it has that
mm-hmm.
feel, and you
mm-hmm.
already know you already got the groove, because once the heads start bobbing, then all you got to do
mm-hmm.
is put together
yeah.
little cute sweet stuff on top.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you know what? And just to add to that, you know, a lot of times you have. You know, producers out here who say they're producers, but they don't understand music. You know, a lot of times, and I always try to encourage, you know, young producers coming up, understand what music is. You know, take a class. You know, take some piano lessons. You know, understand what you're putting together. Because if I would want no chef to cook for me if they don't understand what it really means, you know, to really put the recipe together, you know.
How many
you don't put baking
cook.
Soda in it.
Some of them can't cook.
You know, so you got to understand it.
Yeah, some of them just can't cook. With anything else, can't cook. No matter how they try, they put
right,
too much
right.
salt in the spaghetti and it should just be nasty.
You know, yeah. So I just wanted to throw that out there for your audience.
Definitely, definitely, man. And I'm definitely going to thank you again for taking time out and coming through and holler at the folks, man. And we definitely want you to come back through and put some of that music in your back pocket so we can play that too.
You know what? You got it, man. I'm going to send you some of my music. And definitely when the new album is called 10969, and I'm taking it back, you know, to my roots. That's the address where I grew up at over in Watts. And so some of the This album is probably going to be some of my best work, so I'm looking forward to getting that out there. Y'all look for 10969 by Donald Bell, a.k.a. Donnie B.
Well, definitely, man. We want to do more and look for it, man. We want to have mm-hmm. some of it here first, man. So, you
okay.
know, play it and, you know, take part in helping you promote it and get it to the
yeah.
place it needs to be.
Yeah, I'm going to let you break it first, man.
Absolutely. I'm going to be looking
okay.
forward to it again, man.
Okay.
Thanks
right.
again for coming through and holler at us, man. And
right.
we're going to see you at the next conference, baby.
Okay, yeah. Well, we're going to talk before then, man. We gotta do some stuff together, man.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely,
okay.
man. It's going to be
right.
sooner than you think, too, because we
okay.
have a couple film projects on the table right
awesome.
Now as we
okay.
speak. And
okay.
Yours truly going to get to do the music, of course.
Okay.
And
yeah.
I'm definitely going to have you involved in that one, man. You might have you even, since you're a good-looking brother and stuff, might even have you walk in front of the camera and stuff.
Well, I appreciate it, man. I love to walk in front of the camera.
Hey, I was telling somebody about that with Augie the other day. I say, man, I don't care if there's a camera in the room.
Mm-hmm.
They can have cameras hidden in the room.
Mm-hmm.
His face is going to find that camera. he got a camera nose, man. He
right,
just sniff
right.
out a camera.
Just sniff it out.
Man, he sniff it out. You can hide a camera. Boy, you turn around, you see his whole mug right in the middle of the camera.
Yeah, that's real tough.
Funny, funny, funny.
Yeah.
But all right, big brother, we're going to let you go.
Right.
I know you busy man out there, man, and
yeah,
I don't want you to make a mistake and send somebody my check.
You know you don't like that, huh? Hey, Lamont, thank you for having me, man. I appreciate it.
All right, thank you, man. We'll be hollering
right.
at you soon, man.
All right, take care.
All right, peace.
Bye-bye. Peace.
Everybody, Mr. Donald Bell, you know, so he's going to be back, and we're going to be playing his music right here for y'all. So, you know, stay tuned. Hang in with us. The call in number 347-308-8747.
Yeah. Yeah, old school. That's what I'm talking about. Listen, this ain't for everybody. Some of y'all need to hear this. I know you're in the trenches fighting, but check it out. I'm going to put it down like this so I can help the saints understand. Everything you're going through is all part of the master plan. Or what? You thought because you got saved, everything was going to be peaches and cream? You better wake up, son. Don't nothing come to a sleeper but a dream. Faith without works is dead. Read your Bible. You know what it says. He who don't work, don't eat. Slackers don't get fed. Yeah, Jesus said he who puts his hand to the plow looks back the same ain't fit. Some of y'all ain't been in the streets just 5 minutes and you're about ready to quit. I ain't mad at ya, I'm just hitting you with the real. If you died for me, I was still tripping. Now how you think that make you feel? Check this out, deep game, this here's deep. Some of y'all ain't saw nothing but your study trying to reach. But after him who's able to possess your father by his glory, struggles might be part of your testimony, but it ain't the end of the story. Now the point is, this was prophesied way back in the day. Choir, sing your hook right here and see if the church can relate. To the try you. You say, why you? But you sure say, what would Jesus do? Why you asking if he ain't trying to do what he's saying? Huh? He told you he was going to have tribulations, but you thought he was playing. Huh? One minute you tell him how good God is, and can't nobody beat his talk. The next minute you're backfighting so fast, I'm like you're moonwalking. Huh? Oh yeah, I'm preaching to myself because I ain't no better. Huh? It ain't like I've been following his every word, obeying it to the letter. But we soldiers, we got to remember that. Regroup, stay on point. Huh? Yeah, bow down, confess, repent, stay humble, let him anoint. Huh? It ain't easy as I thought it was. I'd be lying if I told you that. But it's showing up getting better all the time. Trust me, that's the fact. Ain't nothing we going through that can't be handled. God put that on his tongue. Like they say, you can shout now if you want to, because the battle's already won. So while you're going through the valley, don't even trip. You're going to be on top. Quiet in the hook line no more again. This time you don't stop.
You're tuning in to I Am Indie with K Diddy on Blog Talk Radio. Get it right, man.
Get up! My mama once said, take your time, young man. I heard my mama say, don't you rush to get old. My mama once said, live your life, live your life.
It's your boy Lo Diggs, man. Shot-town's best.
You know who it be, it's your boy Gorilla B-R-A-C-K. Compton's finest, hook it up with Shoutown. Back to the west now, you know.
Mama said not to play with them bad boys. Mama said not to hang with them gangsters. Especially bad boys who like fun play. Especially gangsters who love money. Mama said not to hang with them bad boys. And mama said not to play with them gangsters. Especially bad boys who like fun play. Especially gangsters who love money. Vietnam is what I said to my mama before I left my hometown Chicago. When alone is what my cousin said to me right before we hit the traffic, push the G. Now we push the way in
Texas,
we push the way in
Georgia,
we push the way in, now we push the way in
Florida.
Work my way through the whole East Coast and back round to Chi-town. Mama said not to play with them bad boys. Mama said not to hang with them gangsters. Especially bad boys who like fun play. Especially gangsters who love money. Mama said not to hang with them bad boys. And mama said not to play with them gangsters. Especially bad boys who like fun play. Especially gangsters who love money. Mother Haitian, father is Dominican. So I get someone in a million. Push weight once I drive like amphibian. Money gets me high like adrenaline. So they hustle, you hustle, he hustle, flex hustle, my soul.
So when they can go pop, these people stop.
And everybody look around,
screaming, mama.
Mama said not to play with them bad boys. Mama said not to hang with them gangsters. Especially bad boys who like family. Especially gangsters who love money. Mama said not to play with them gangsters. Especially bad boys who like fun play. Especially gangsters who love money.
We had dreams of M16, colors of screens of 13-inch D's and shit. Tahoe's and 24's, jet skis and shit. Who else gon' feed my motherfucking seeds and shit? Mom said, make me proud, make something love yourself. Don't let the cracker trap your ass, put you back up on the shelf. I'm trying to see dough, fuck my P.O. and the D.A. I got a few gallons, yo, I'm headed up to V.A. And I ain't talking Aquafina. I dip you a stick, you moonwalk like Michael Jackson and D.A. Then they gave me back my freedom, they done set my ass free. I'm on some rap, backhand up a bitch like Sugar Free. When I'm breezing through the streets, I keep a gun long as Compton Boulevard. If it's problems, yo, I promise it's gon' bark. Champagne wishes, caviar dreams, hand grenades and mad stitches, just handed out to your teens.
Mama said not to play with them bad boys. Mama said not to hang with them gangsters. Especially bad boys who like fun play. Especially gangsters who love money. Mama said not to hang with them bad boys. And mama said not to play with them gangsters. Especially bad boys who like fun play. Especially gangsters who love money. Mama said not to play with them bad boys. Mama said not to hang with them gangsters. Especially bad boys who like fun play. Especially gangsters who love money. Mama said not to hang with them bad boys. And mama said not to play with them gangsters. Especially bad boys who like fun play. Especially gangsters who love money. Mama said not to play with them bad boys. Mama said not to hang with them gangsters. Especially bad boys who like fun play. Especially gangsters who love money. Mama said not to hang with them bad boys. And mama said not to play with them gangsters. Especially bad boys who like fun play. Especially gangsters who love money.
That's classic, stumble a track.
Your man, J.R. Perry, from Love Drops. Yeah, I'm keeping it locked every Wednesday, at I Am Indie, where you get your smooth urban hip hop, independent music, baby. From 2 p.m., hosted by my man, KD, putting it down. I Am Indie. Check it out.
Take my hand. Never will I blow my fuse. Never will I ever want to sing the